hot on the outside, that building is going to want to suck in the embers. So the key thing is when we're talking about protecting our structures, is that we want to eliminate those spaces where those embers can be sucked in. So the next one, my favorite, decks and porches. We all have them, right? Because we want to be outside as much as we can. But those decks and porches, if they're up off the ground, particularly just like maybe a foot or two off the ground, what happens? Things get accumulated underneath. Dead pine needles, branches, leaves, critters make little nests underneath. Again, it's those embers coming down that want to land and ignite. So what we want to do, particularly those low ones, is you want to clear it all out. Ideally, you can put stone in there, but the biggest thing is to screen in that lower level of using eighth inch or less metal mesh, which is just like screen. Just staple it around so you, one, never have to clean it out again. And two, again, if there are embers flying, that it's a better possibility of breaking up that ember before it actually gets sucked in underneath the porch.
Gloria, I'm so sorry. We are out of time this morning, but that what great information you gave us.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
Mark, thanks so much for continuing this series for us. Boy, learned a lot today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Gloria. Wonderful presentation. Thank you so much. It was really edifying.
Coming up, it'll be Headwaters, Gloria Erickson's Fire Adapted Communities Project Coordinator from Dovetail Partners Incorporated.
We receive support from Hot Tubs of Northern Minnesota on Middle School Avenue in Bemidji. Learn more online at hottubsmn.com. And let's see here. Monkey around with computers, you know me. Here we go. We receive support from Rapids Brewing Company, a place for gathering the community and featuring live music multiple times a week. More information about their events, music, and menu available at rapidsbrewingco.com.
Cloudy today, chance of rain this afternoon with highs in the low to mid 50s. Southwest winds 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 29 to 34.
This is 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KEXE.org.
wish I could play your part for once. And you can go float off in the world. I try to tell you a thousand times. Try to forgive me.
on, reroute the rivers, let the damned water beep. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the banks of that hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Get ready for the wave. It might strike like a final flood. The people haven't drank in so long, the water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come with a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river. Dip your cup when your spirit's low. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Some people down the way that's thirsty, let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind of the water hidden banks of hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down, take a drink and fill your water tank. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Clap your hands now. Liquid spirit.
Gregory Porter, on his birthday today here on KAXC Headwaters. Liquid Spirit, the name of that one. It's the title track from a 2014 album of him that won the Best Jazz Vocal Album. It was the first of two times that Gregory Porter has won that one. And that song right there for me, Malachi Coons, your host today on Headwaters, was definitely a big kind of intro getting into jazz, especially jazz vocal music, which wasn't always my thing. But yeah, that song, Liquid Spirit, just a beautiful tune and was an easy way for me to get into things. Porter was a college football player, hurt his arm, moved to New York, was a cook for a while, started singing jazz, and now he's probably known as one of the best modern jazz vocalists. We had Goat Girl before that, and we had Minnesota's own Under Violets, Billy, from the beautiful New Orchard album. 15 minutes after 9 o'clock, this is Headwaters, your source for great music. It's every weekday from 9 to 11 here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. Coming up in just a few moments, we've got the latest from Todd Snyder. Programming on KEXE is supported in part by the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funds are available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach the art, culture, and heritage of the state's diverse culture. This includes, but is not limited to, indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, recent immigrant communities, and veterans. Application and deadline information is online at mnhum.org/grants. Our question of the week is about Minnesota's firearm deer season opening this Saturday. What are some hunting traditions or stories that you would like to share? Text in 218-326-1234. It is also Election Day today. I've got a song from Blaze Foley with that title coming up on the show today. 13 school districts in rural northern Minnesota are asking residents to support referendums and special elections this year. The KXC News team has gathered information on these referendums and details on how to vote. Find it at KEXC.org. And of course, all across the nation, lots of eyes on different races taking place across the United States. Coming up at 10:30, you will hear an interview that I did with Brainerd folk musician Kelly Smith. She's the new Grassroots Concert Series Artistic Director, picking out some different artists to come to that long-running folk series since the late 80s it's been going on. So that conversation about what is to come for Grassroots will happen at 10:30. We've also got the latest from Antibalas, our album of the week, some indigenous blues from Canada, from Blue Moon Marquee, this brand new Crutchfield Sisters, Waxahachie, coming together for Snowcaps, kind of came out of nowhere last Friday. We'll play something from that and talk about a lot of other fun stuff that's been going on with the music team here on KAXC. Right now, though, let's get to that new Todd Snyder.
Trying to amend. always going my own, a separating way. Yeah. High, lonesome, and then some. Someone looking for someone like me.
Holly Cook bringing some lovers rock reggae to New York City. That is Rockaway from her latest album, Shy Girl. I've never taken that subway line all the way out to Rockaway Beach, but I have been on that train. I believe that she's talking about there are Rockaways all over the place, so maybe it's a different one. But I did bike out to Rockaway Beach one time, of course, made very, very famous by the Ramones. Before that, we had Bad, Bad, Not Good In Your Eyes featuring Charlotte Day Wilson and Todd Snyder, High, Lonesome, and Then Some, with his really kind of one of the most laid-back Todd Snyder albums I've heard in a long time. It's a new kind of juke joint blues, but really, really deep in the pocket. That one is the title track. Coming up in just a moment here on Headwaters, our album of the week. It is from Blue Moon Marquee and Northern Cree. Really cool new collaboration between a couple of Canadian artists. That is on the way in just a moment. Support for KEXC comes from our listener members and from Across the Art Center in downtown Grand Rapids, where fall art classes for youth and adults are now open for registration, offering an exploration into the creative arts from painting and pottery to basket weaving and cake decorating. More info at macrostyartcenter.org. And support also comes from MinSure, offering Minnesotans the opportunity to find discounts, compare private health plans, and see if they qualify for no-cost or low-cost insurance. Expert advice is also available. The enrollment deadline is December 18th for coverage starting January 1st. Information and enrollment are online at mnsure.org. We have our slice of green cheese on the way at 9:45. A reminder, you will hear an interview that I did with Kelly Smith coming up at 10:30. She's the new artistic director of the Grassroots Concert Series down in Nisswa. So we'll be hearing about that new role for her and their fall-winter lineup, which has three more shows this season. So that is coming up at 10:30. Of course, lots more music on the way mixed in with all of that. We've got The World Cafe at 11 o'clock today, and then your On the River hosts two times tonight from 1 o'clock until 4 is going to be Andrew DeZingle filling in today, and then tonight Sarah Sarah hosting from 7 to 10. Looking at some live music this week, Seth Dowd on Thursday will be at the Turtle River Chop House in Bemidji. Can catch him at 6 o'clock, and then a lot of shows on Friday. We will talk about a couple of them now and some more later on. Tate McLean will be at Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter. That is at 6. Michaela James at the same time will be at Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids. And Annie Humphrey and the Fire in the Village crew are at Room 203 in the Old Central School. That is also, again, 6 o'clock this Friday. It is time for our album of the week, Get Your Feathers Ready by Blue Moon Marquee and Northern Cree. The Blue Moon Marquee is a Canadian blues duo based in a town on Vancouver Island, and Northern Cree, also known as the Northern Cree Singers, are a powwow and round dance drum and singing group from Alberta. The duo of A.W. Cardinal and Jasmine Collette on vocals really wanted to dig into Cardinal's Cree heritage, so they teamed up with Northern Cree, who are definitely legends in the powwow and round dance and singing group worlds. Both of these artists are Juno Award winning groups, and we are going to take a listen to the sounds from these two artists. Sound like just such a fantastic fit. Like this should have been put together a long time ago, but so happy it is around now. We're going to take a listen to a song called Dirt Road Blues. Let us know what you think of this one. It's our album of the week here on KAXE.
that once was held, white knuckled fist, false sense of security.
The latest from Valerie June, a song called Running and Searching. Kind of a surprise release last week. Already had the Owls Oracles album earlier on this year, which was a big hit. And just dropped a single. Not a lot of info about it. I'm wondering if it's kind of a B-side from some of the studio sessions. But another beautiful song, as always, from Valerie June here on KAXE. We heard Lara Lynn, Same as Hopeless, from the new comic book Cowboy album. That song right there, and a few more on the second half, really kind of moving towards more of a rock vibe than I'm familiar with from Lara Lynn, but really digging that one so far. And Blue Moon Marquee and Northern Cree, Dirt Road Blues. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text in 218-326-1234 at any time when you are listening to KAXE. We love to hear from you, and especially with our album of the week, any thoughts you have on it, good or bad, always good to take stock of that from the music team. Also, keep your eyes out for a new edition called Fresh Picks. Should be getting up on our website sometime today as we are expanding our coverage of new music, running through some of our favorite releases, both singles and albums from the past week or so. We'll be posting that late in the days, most Mondays, still getting it up and running. And should be getting up there soon today. But just digging in even more to the music scene and sharing, as we obviously have our fingers and our ears on the pulse and all sorts of spending time with the huge array of new music that's coming in every day. So taking in some of our highlights and finding a way to share them with you, just like, very similar to the reason for Spin That Ish, but a little bit different form. We've got the latest Spin That Ish coming up on Thursday here on Headwaters. Kind of a packed week. We have Kelly Smith joining me at 10:30 today. And then it just keeps rolling right through the week. Be sure to check in tomorrow as well. Kari Hedlund will be hosting. You will hear a live session and interview that she did with Americana band Megan and the Birdwatcher. They recently released their second album, Americana Dream. Again, you can catch that live session and interview tomorrow here on Headwaters. Have your phones ready. Just a moment. We'll be doing our slice of green cheese here on Headwaters, checking in on our current temperatures around the area. Sun is making its way out of the clouds across the area. We do currently have showers in the vicinity in Grand Rapids. It's 44. Brainerd, mostly cloudy, 47. Hibbing, partly cloudy, 43. Bemidji, cloudy, 45. Aiken, partly cloudy, and 48. Chance of rain this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-50s. It is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji and the Good Life Cafe in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. The legendary concert film The Last Waltz was premiered on this day in New York City in 1977. The film showcased the final The Band concert, where the group was joined on stage by many of their musical heroes. Which Beatle performed on stage that night? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, the legendary concert film The Last Waltz made its premiere on this day in 1977. The film showcased the final The Band concert, where the group was joined on stage by many of their musical heroes. Which Beatle performed on stage that night? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. please hold your calls for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner. Persistence pays off.
I'd just like to say before I start that it's one of the pleasures of my life to be able to be on this stage with these people tonight. They got it now, Robbie.
The big bird.
No, that was not the song that had our trivia question answer involved in it. That was Helpless, Neil Young and the band from The Last Waltz. But we did have a winner for our slice of green cheese. Shout out to Jeremy from Brainerd for, you know, sticking with it, never giving up. He's going to the Wings Airport Cafe. He correctly answered our slice of green cheese, which was the movie film The Last Waltz, premiered in 1977 on this day, showcasing the band's final concert with many of their musical heroes joining. And I asked which Beatle was on stage that day, and the correct answer that Jeremy got was Ringo Starr. Kind of a surprise. I actually did not know that before I looked that up. Switched it around and played that other song because that's one of my favorite tunes from that album. Lots of good trivia you can do from The Last Waltz, like Joni Mitchell sang on that song, which to me sounds pretty obvious, but she sang off stage. They wanted to keep it a surprise so that when she popped out, people would not know. But I feel like everyone in the crowd had to know who was singing the backing vocals there. Maybe not, though. Mulatto Estaque, before that, we heard Yekatit. Coming up on 10 o'clock, lately, my partner and I have been playing board games, and instead of kind of DJing or throwing one of our records on or like putting a playlist together, we've been throwing concert films on in the background. So you can kind of, you know, if someone's taking a really long time on their turn, you can kind of watch for a little bit if you want that, but it's not actually like really a distracting watch, and lots of good music too. So made our way through the classics like Monterey, still need to do Woodstock, but we watched The Last Waltz. So fresh on my mind. It is 10 o'clock. You are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. This album right here blew up the music world on Friday.